Frank Bowman is spending a lot of time on the phone lately. The University of Missouri law professor's new book about the history of impeachment in British and American politics, entitled High Crimes and Misdemeanors, has arrived in bookstores just in time for the narrative about possibly impeaching President Donald Trump to change almost overnight. That's because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi finally used the I word herself, announcing a formal impeachment inquiry after reports about the president's contacts with the Ukrainian president. But Bowman spoke to me about a major theme of his book that does not involve criminal activity. Sometimes impeaching a president is an argument about the norms of acceptable behavior in a president. Bowman said, quote, "When our framers put impeachment into the Constitution, all those folks were thinking about the ability to remove officials not just for criminal behavior, but for things that just so offended the basic understandings of constitutional arrangements and public propriety that removal was required." His book refers to so-called prophylactic impeachment, a cleansing process for when bad conduct gives cause for concern that it will continue and do additional damage to the presidency and the country. He cites the actions taken against Richard Nixon, for example, as a case where the president refused to be constrained by law or constitutional custom. Nixon resigned rather than face that process. Yet, how can a country steeped in odious uses of power set moral standards of presidential conduct? As New Mexico journalist and commentator Heath Hausman remarked on Twitter, "If this is the thing that gets Trump, history will also remember that it wasn't intentionally traumatizing migrant children that motivated Congress to act," unquote. Presidents do rotten things, but most of the rotten things they do are not considered impeachable offenses. Bowman said, quote, "Deciding whether something is impeachable actually requires the people doing the impeachment to think really hard about what is fundamental," unquote. So what are fundamental norms, we ask, as increasingly acidic oceans rise around our continent and our atmosphere bakes, as nuclear weapons proliferate, and we send off our children hoping today is not the day it happens at their school? It's as if we were helpless to address the ecological destruction and social violence that we navigate every day. Presidents come and go, and yet, despite being described as the most powerful person in the world while they hold office, presidents seem dwarfed by the architecture of state power and societal violence. In that context, how do we, the people, address these norms? With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon DeMassa.